Good morning, everybody. This is your host, Carlos Reyes, otherwise known as Los, and you are now at Los's Lounge Podcast with your number one masshole with that shot in the asshole that you never knew you needed. Ladies and gentlemen from around the world, boys and girls, the doors at the lounge. They're open. They're open. Open them. Yeah, baby. The other way. Music courtesy in part of Reese from the album Black Girls Rock. And this is my favorite track on the album and probably my favorite track of hers other than Tsunami. It's called On My Way. And you can listen to my interview with my dearest Reese on an episode called From How I Do to How I Did. Please go support her music on Spotify and all outlets, all outlets. And we're on our way here at the lounge. And listen, I want to say thank you so much for first of all, coming back and tuning in. Let me just adjust the sound there. That sounds so much better. How you doing, everybody? How you feeling? Listen, what a rainy, dreary day here in Western Mass. Just the way I like it. I love rainy weather. I love thunderstorms. I love downpours. I love lightning. I love my view, which creates an experience with it, and the sounds, and just especially when you're able to be home and you're enjoying this. Now, I'm saying this to say because I've been out of work all week recovering from surgery and just been in pain and like, in the most uncomfortable places and just, it's ridiculous. Right now I'm feeling a little good to like even hop on the mic and want to even put on a show together, but I say that to say I'm still in recovery. So this episode, really, I want to dedicate it to my brother from another mother, Harry Deeney. He is the official elder statesman here at the lounge, and this is my public apology to my best friend because I don't even always get it right, you know, and I just wanted to tell him how much I love you. I'm sorry, and we'll get into that on today's episode. And I just want to like hold myself accountable. And, you know, like any good relationship, you kind of run out of ideas to say, I'm sorry, especially when the behavior doesn't change. And I'll say that. So I'm totally a dick. And on this episode, this is... yeah, this is the episode where we're going to throw all tomatoes at me, and we're going to get into that on the second part of the show. But on the first part of the show, I got to get into a little bit of poetry. I got to get into Jocelyn Hernandez on the Wendy Show and her trying to come for her spotlight. Like, what the fuck? Police accountability, Biden's address to the nation, and a few other things. And I certainly want to celebrate Harry and play some incredible moments and just... get into that, and without saying too much, because I know it's probably not a good idea to probably even do this out in public, but again, like any relationship, you find, you know, you can only buy so many blenders. David Letterman once said that. I love my brother to death, and I just want to let the world know I'm a dick and I failed him. I'm sorry and I love you. All right, come back to the lounge. Let's take a break. What the background noise is going on? Hey everybody, this is Carlos, otherwise known as Los, your host from Los's Lounge Podcast. Hey, listen, have you ever been stuck with low or no data and you couldn't listen to your favorite podcast or do anything much really? Well, let's focus on podcasts here. Or maybe it's one of those days where you were just getting spotty cell phone service. Listen, we've all been there. Honey, stop sweating the issue because I have the ultimate solution for you. Every podcast on the podcast listening app and website, Bullhorn, comes with a 10-digit phone number where you can call in and you can listen to the podcast like this one. What? Are you kidding me? It's fabulous. So there's no more reason why you should be missing episodes because low or no data with Bullhorn's data-free listening capabilities, you'll be set from here on out. If you're never without internet service and you're looking for a new podcast app with an awesome interface or just one right easy to use, then Bullhorn is also for you. Download Bullhorn podcast app in your provider's app store or stream on their website, bullhorn.fm. Big shout out to Bullhorn. Get on it. You heard me? All right, my friends, my loungers, welcome back. Doors are open. Have a seat. Put your earbuds in or your headphones because, you know, I like to swear. And I don't know if you have children around. And if you do, well, listen, that's none of my business. But, you know, it gets down and real at the lounge. All right, my friends, let's talk. Well, I am your host, Carlos Reyes. So, you know I love Wendy Williams. You know I love Wendy Williams, my spirit animal, my shiro, my inspiration in media, and our personalities are so much alike and so kooky, and you know I love and adore and revere and Wendy Joan Williams. So on yesterday's episode, Jocelyn Hernandez, Puerto Rican princess, as Wendy Williams calls her, and I just want to give you a little context. Let me give you some context. Previous times that Jocelyn Hernandez from Love and Hip Hop, or I don't know what she does. I know she had a burlesque show on Zeus, apparently. And the last time that she was on Wendy Williams, I remember her promoting it, and I remember being so like, wow, she's grown up, and actually really proud of that interview. I was like, go ahead, Jocelyn. I like Jocelyn Hernandez. I think she's kooky, funny, and odd and annoying, but at the same time, it was seemed like she was looking for her moment on yesterday's show, and she tried Wendy, and a lot of the things she said were kind of valid. You know what I'm saying? Wendy does say it like she means it, but if people didn't give her something to talk about, then, you know, but I get it. But it was total just disrespect, and just, I mean, she really came for Wendy's neck, and I feel like at the end of the day, even though she came from Wendy's neck, Wendy still won the fight. First of all, shout out to Wendy for keeping such composure and just like, because Wendy was just looking at her like, bitch, I've been doing this shit for 30 plus years. Like, what? You C-list celebrity? What the D-list is going on? Here's a clip. Here's a clip for those who don't know what I'm talking about. All rights are reserved to the Wendy show.
Woman, and I just feel like every time I come to your show, you don't give me those flowers now, you know? You're 35 years my city.
Wow. Yeah.
I should get those flowers.
Shame.
Like, I should feel wanted by people like you. Not just me, all the other young girls.
You are wanted by me. I always say that you're very entertaining.
We feel like you be trying us. We feel like you don't be really rooting for us, you know. We feel like, and especially with me, every time I come on your show, you always want to compare me to another broad. I don't need to be compared. I've made my own brand. I've made my own brand for years, you know. I've been out here for the past decade. I got my own show. I franchised my own show to another network. I have the number one show in the country.
I know.
Have an actual cabaret show.
No, you have the number one show on Zeus, and you got renewed for a third season, which is to be commended.
The number one show on the country.
Of it all.
And I just want you to know that.
So listen, so this kept going on. Now, if you watch the Lindley show, first of all, shoe cam is everything. First of all, Jocelyn Hernandez looked gorgeous. She looked fucking, probably my favorite look of hers. Very demure and just very beautiful. But she kept going.
A streaming app, but it's a streaming show. One of the people there in the audience could show you, or your producers could show you.
Can we see your shoes, Jocelyn?
It's the number one show in the
Jocelyn,
country.
Jocelyn.
It's the number one show in the country, and I would light my flowers while I'm here, alive. Yeah, I'm not going to let you play me anymore, Miss Wendy, and I'm not going to let anybody on national TV or anybody disrespect me.
Did we just pull the plug? What is going on? Jocelyn. Jocelyn.
Let me tell you,
Jocelyn
knew that I feel like this. I told him how.
No, yeah, he told me that you yelled at him the whole time, the producer on the phone. Listen, Jocelyn, shoe cam, please. Jocelyn, shoe cam, please. There you go. Delicate and beautiful.
So we got the shoe cam. We got the shoe cam. Shoes weren't that cute. They looked something out of where I could have bought them, probably at Marshall's. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I love Marshall's, TJ Maxx. Let's get it. But the real shade is what, first of all, if you didn't see the episode, Wendy threw a rose. she threw a flower and she was just like, can we move on with the episode? But this is where Wendy really got her.
He's doing amazing.
Okay. How do you get along?
I don't know.
How do you get along with Faith? Faith, tell it. She's unbothered.
Hold on.
Successful now.
You've got a very unique way of delivering your
Wendy
message,
really,
and you embrace,
you know,
and you
not more unique than what you do. Than
well,
the way you deliver.
Well, that's
message.
Why I have the number one show, and you can be number two.
That was the way to. Honey, that's a read if there was any. How dare you, Jocelyn? Like, come on, man. You go ahead, Wendy. Wendy, your composure was incredible, by the way. A big shout out to the Wendy show staff, Patrick Hester, and Chris Soretz, and can I get a booking to promote my podcast, please? Oh man, so I definitely wanted to touch upon that because that had me just like, wow, because I'm a true fan. So I like the episodes that Jocelyn was on. Jocelyn, they were fun, and they loved each other, and Jocelyn even flirted with her on the first episode. And I just don't even get it. I don't get it. Maybe she was just looking for a moment. And so, and here's my ass talking about it on the show, but I'm doing it in defense of Wendy. I want to get into a little bit about police accountability in this country because my goodness, just even in the last 2 weeks, we've had so much loss and murders and gun downs of Black women, Black men, marginalized people, and even people, you know, it's now, it seems like there is no remorse in point because there was a violent takedown of a 73-year-old woman. What is going on with police in the United States of America? What is policing like in your country? Because I see listeners from everywhere, and I want to remind you, those listeners specifically come from, I'm going to break it to you right now. Well, not on this particular, let's just scroll back. Policing here in the United States, it's, you know, for all of the good cops listening, for all of the good law enforcement, we salute you and we thank you. But for those bad apples make the whole tree spoiled. You see what I'm saying? So how's policing in Germany and the UK? And well, we're not even going to touch Russia. Sorry to my Russian audience, but you know, Mexico, Canada, Japan, Brazil, Ireland, Philippines, Austria, Israel, Sweden, France, Puerto Rico, Netherlands, Bangladesh, India, Malaysia, Ukraine, Kenya, Saudi Arabia, Czech Republic, Singapore, Australia, Belgium, South Africa. A big salute to South Africa with all respect. to the entire continent, the motherland of Africa. Egypt, Spain, Indonesia, Kenya, shout out to Kenya. Oh, shout out to Africa, period. The fact that Africa is listening, I feel so honored. I feel so honored. And I, okay, let me stay on track. How is policing in your, because over here, as you read in the news, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's become the next normal, and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And so we must continue to hold our local police departments, you know, accountable for these violent acts. A lot of conversation going on around the young lady who was shot 5 times with the girl with the knife who called the cops to look for defense because she was being bullied and harassed by people that showed up. it keeps becoming a topic of conversation here at the lounge because I'm so against all this, man. Like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Anyways, I wanted to read to you something from, excuse me, I need some water or something. I'm getting like, dry mouth over here. How can we enhance police accountability in the United States? This is according to our friends over at givingcompass.org. The recent deaths of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Rayshard Brooks spurred... Well, wait a minute. Let me look at the date of this article. November 27, 2020. So that's the date. All right, let's just keep that in context. The recent deaths of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Rayshard Brooks spurred widespread protest against police brutality and racial injustices. Continuing the protest is a recent video recording of a police officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin, shooting Jacob Blake, a black man, in the back multiple times as he entered his vehicle and his children watched from inside the vehicle. Federal and local law enforcement responses to the shootings and the protest have both come under fire, but these responses are characteristic of a larger law enforcement and police institution. Black people are 3.5 times more likely than white people to be killed by the police when blacks are not attacking or do not even have a weapon. Let me read that to you again. Black people are 3.5 times more likely than white people to be killed by police when blacks are not attacking or do not have a weapon. George Floyd, perfect example. Black teenagers are 21 times more likely than white teenagers to be killed by the police. That's Tamir Rice. That's Antoine Rose. And a black person is killed about every 40 hours in the U.S. That's Jonathan Farrell and Corin Gaines. 1 out of every 1,000 black men can expect to be killed by police violence over the life course. This is Tamir Rice, Philando Castro, and so many more. That's fucked up. I don't even know what to say after reading that. As you know it, you know? We know it. Black and brown brothers and sisters in the United States are tired. They're tired. They're tired. As it's every day. It's in their communities, which is our communities. Black history is our history. It's American history, and I know it's part of my DNA. It's also a part of my upbringing. Killing has to stop, period, right? That's the bigger picture, but that's a whole different war in itself. I'm just focusing on the black and brown sisters, black transgenders getting murdered at an alarming rate. So imagine Latinos, imagine gay and lesbians, imagine anyone who's marginalized, you know? But again, I want to bring it back to our black and brown brothers and sisters, because that's crazy. And again, though, that comes from our friends over at givingcompass.org. It's an article that was released on November 27th, 2020, which kind of is very telling due to the names, because there's been so much more that has transpired since then, as I'm recording this on April 29th, 2021. So I just wanted to show my solidarity. At this point, I don't even know what to say to my black brothers and sisters, my beautiful black brothers and sisters. It's just like, at this point, I just look you in the eye and just, you know, give you that head shake, letting you know I'm here. I'm with you. I love you. I ain't shit without you. I'm gonna be real. I ain't. In the name of drag on at DMX's service, I ain't shit without black people. I'm gonna be real with you. And that's due to my big mama and my family. My Aunt Gloria, my Uncle Ben Adams, my Auntie Betty, my cousins Kareem, Jamar, Tamisha, the Queen Bee, Tamisha, Torin, Marcus, Big Mama, my grandmother Lena Griffin from Meridian, Mississippi, the woman that helped my parents raise me from age 6 till now. You can listen to Big Mama on an episode on the Biden Kamala episode. I salute all my other black families and my black parents, my Cade family, my Smith family, my Holman family, part of my fabric and DNA. I salute anyone who's fought the fight and who's still fighting the fight. To our Asian friends and community, we didn't forget about you either, baby. They didn't forget about you either. All right, when we come back, let's take a break. And I'm not going to be too proud about everything I'm going to say. Actually, I'm not. Not even that I'm going to be too proud. I ain't too proud to beg for what I call my own. Just you and me. Woo! Ooh. What the microphone is going on? Yo, this microphone is pretty cool. I still sound like shit singing, but that's okay. With the karaoke. You only hurt the ones you love. Madonna once wrote that in a song. Unfortunately, life imitates art imitates life, and I let down, disappointed my best friend, as well as his beloved, and I've let down my best friend many a times, and all has been forgiven in the past and what have you, and you know, but it's ridiculous on his end to have to be let down again. And I basically was supposed to be with him on a particular date in his new home, celebrating life, celebrating joy, celebrating him, and I didn't end up going. And I just kind of fell off the map for like the next week and a half, just due to personal hell and depression. And it doesn't matter really what it is, but I didn't even call him. And so that's the fucked up part as well. Because if there's anything that the great thing is about my friends, especially my best friend, is that all it takes is a phone call, you know? How do I put this? First of all, I apologize. But more so, I fucked up. And, you know, we always talk about how the best apology is change behavior. And Harry is someone who will tell you about my own personal growth in the last just year and a half, whatever, from even comparing that to years before. And he'll always throw me my roses, but at the same time, Harry is my mirror. You understand what I'm telling you? He is not the type of friend that is just gonna give it up to give it up. No, when you need to be G-checked, not G-checked and we're pulling out guns, but G-checked and yo, we need to talk, and this is what you did, and this is how I feel, and this is how I'm affected. He's that friend. Or if something doesn't sit right, he will tell me, that's my brother. My brother's very protective over me and has been, especially post my breakup. You know, ever since Dummy walked out on me on January 1st, not my fault. You know, like Harry, as well as my family, and were my rocks to cry to. And to, I mean, I don't think I've ever cried so much in the last several months as I did, and they had to hear it and see it and toughen me up and listen to it and deal with all that. And then also, you know, balance that with your own personal time. And such a big accomplishment. One thing is for someone to buy a house, especially my brother. And I haven't even been there yet. And so I'm a dick for that. But I'm also a dick for not going over that night. And just, you know, I could sit here and tell the world why and what set it off, but nothing's going to really... The better choice would have been was just to call and say, this is how I'm feeling, but I'm still going to come over. Because you know what? My spirit needs this, and I made this commitment. And but I also didn't really want to bring that energy, especially near my brother, because he is over and done with that story. Over the asshole who did me wrong and whatnot. And there's more context on my end, but that's for me to have privately with Harry and even just myself and on my end. But the point is that I'm sorry and I fucked up, and I don't know, you always get it right. And I promise myself that I will always be transparent on the show, right? And not that I want to pour every aspect of my life, because we always know that on the shows I always talk about a lot of different topics and stuff like that. So I share what I want you to know and what I think is so relatable on a humanitarian level. Oh, I'm sitting in so much pain right now and uncomfortableness. Ugh, shit hurts. So I just wanted to honor Harry and say I don't deserve him. He is the best. I really don't. And I'm sorry to Vicky. And I just wanted you to know, guys, know I love you so much. And it's not with the intention to hurt. When time goes by, I look back in hindsight and I know that I guess my silence or lack of communication probably doesn't help either. And then I get an email, which I still have saved just as receipts. Actually, I got it on the same day of a very important event that is related to Harry and Vicky. And within my own bullshit that I've been dealing with, not all of it's bullshit, because my mom's health and my own mental health is not bullshit, but other stuff and things that affect it, and just within myself, you know. I forgot about this particular event, but I got the invite the day of, and I actually didn't even see it until the next couple of days when I saw it, because I had fucked up and said, oh, okay, it didn't pass yet. Until I looked back at it again, I was like, no, wait, it did pass, but I got it on that same day. And so that's two things, which is huge. That event was supposed is huge. And just, I won't give out too much context because, again, that is our business. So, but I want to acknowledge it and just hold myself accountable and say I'm sorry. And that one was certainly not on purpose. And I'm sure had I checked my email days earlier, I would have actually, it was sent on the day of. But had I, you know, had I written it down, or had I just, even from conversations months ago, I would have known. Or had I just picked up the phone and called and said, hey, I know what it is, but tell me the date of this so I don't miss this. Because I know my presence is to be expected. And so I failed as a friend in that department. And I'm not happy about it. And I know I'm not happy that I've hurt my beloveds. I'm a dick. I'm a total dick. And I'm sorry.
And I was like, of course, and that's why you love me. I got a ball trying to chill, get me ruckus, and trying to get me tempos, and trying to get me promos. They're trying to say, God damn, you make the logos. And I was like, of course, I'm a graphic designer. My name is Harry. Matter of fact, yo, don't call me Barry. So, you trying to get them all, trying to sit them all. I'm trying to do the things, trying to go to more, trying to do it all right now. I'm trying to do it all right. Wow. And now, you know, we just sitting in the clutch, lighting up. Now we just want to go over the gut. Hey, chillin' with my Mr. And I hit reset, and I hit the jackpot some time. The game isn't working, and I'm trying to figure out why.
Video that you know, Harry and I, we got bars, you know what I'm saying? The Heimlich, check it out, it's available everywhere. Volumes 1, 2, and 3. I'm just joking, don't go looking that up. We recorded that. I'm gonna tell you guys when we recorded this, because this is my brother. This ain't a 1, 2, 3 friend. This is family. This is why I'm a dick, because I'm so unworthy. Hey, it won't tell me when you were made. Oh, November 16th, 2012 at 8:52 p.m. is when that was recorded. Okay? Get into it. Get into it. You see? So, you know, I just wanted to pay tribute to Harry and say I'm sorry. I love you. I know I'm in timeout and in the doghouse, and I am... With Greg in the background. Oh. That video was recorded 1/1/2013 at 4:54 in the morning. Wow. Anyways, I'm sorry. And this is my public apology. I was thinking about pulling up to your house and just doing a performance of like a virgin into like I'm Sorry by Madonna. But I didn't know if you was ready for that or the jock strap that I was gonna wear. And when we come back, we're gonna end it on a little lighter note. I can't wait for Harry to see those videos. He has a fucking baby face. Let's celebrate Harry a little bit more. And let's see what this one is. This has got to be greatness. It has Harry in it, so it's got to be greatness. Sometimes they're not all good, though. Sometimes we suck at rapping. You're such a slut in your music. I'm surprised he didn't talk about the truck. The infamous truck. Oh, yes. 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 Yeah. That's my... Ooh. Wrong button. That's my brother. And I love my brother. And I failed my brother. And I'm not perfect either, see? And so I just wanted the world to know that I let my brother down and I'm sorry. And yeah, I throw all the tomatoes at me right now. Oh, I have to stand up soon because I'm in pain. Pain, 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 pain. All right. And we gonna be good. We gonna be good. We gonna be good. I just want my brother to hear this. And also, you know, like, I think at this point, one is terrified to just even text him because I just don't, I know I'm going to get the lashing. There are a few people in this world that do scare me. Not in the scared, like, I can't take you, just, and, you know, there's your parents, right? There's Big Mama. There's Harry. So when you get the lashings, the lashings are lashings that lash. Okay. And so I'm being a punk right now and not actually calling and getting the lashing. But I will. And I deserve it. I love you, my brother. I love all of Team Hill. Harry is such a big part of my my adult DNA. He's my best friend. He's my brother. Like, he's king, man. You know. So in the name of being king, you know, in the name of our bromance, this is JD really just trying to apologize to Turk in a whole different way. Any random listeners talking about, is this his boyfriend he's talking about? What the fuck is going on? Sorry, Harry.
Your love is king.
Hey. Everybody give it up for Harry. Give it up for Vicky. Could I sing to my brother so I could make a jackass off myself on the show here? I'm on my knees. Wait a minute. Let me not say that. Hold on. Sorry, Harry. I'm standing up, begging. The way that this man did to his wife when he wrote this song. Let's go. I swear I hit play a long time ago. No. Oh, oops. I'm begging the way that Chandler begged Joey when he was on his knees holding the two cushions. Although I know you don't like Friends. Wrong show. You remember when Batman and Robin had a fallout and shit got kind of wrong? You know, and Robin, you know, kind of just disappointed Batman? I'm Robin. All right, let's face it. I'm Catwoman. And I didn't mean to scratch you with the claw. Right? And then I thought, well, my brother don't want to hear this bullshit. And I know his heart, he will forgive me one day. I can't speak for him. At least I pray he does. So then I said, well, what song would he play right now? To hit me back with. And he would hit me with a taste of my own medicine, Madonna. Ink pentru fic. Sono spiacente. Perdoname. And then he'd be like, yo, Los, I heard it all before. I want changed behavior, brother. That's all I want. He's heard it all before. He's heard it all before. He heard it all before. And then he'd be pick up the mic and he'd be like, yo, Los, this is what I gotta tell you. I don't wanna hear. I don't wanna know. Please don't say you're sorry. We had this conversation before. I want change behavior. I don't wanna hear. I don't wanna know. That's what he would say. And then I would say, yes, you're right. You're right. I am sorry. And change behavior is exactly what it needs to be. So then I'd hit him back with this one. Right here. I'm sorry.
I'm not afraid to say.
Nope.
I wish I could take you back, but I can't.
But I wish I could.
I'm so ashamed. You're in so much pain. I blamed you when things didn't go my way.
All right, this song is taking a different level because she's, yeah, let's not let her lyrical content take away. And what I'm hoping would come out of all of this, my public apology to the king, would be this. Please, please just bear with me, audience. There's a point to all this. Don't hit play yet. This is what I would hit him with. This is what I hope.
It begins. He walks outside for a cigarette break and thinks how many cigarettes does it take. He takes a long drag with the sun in his eye. He squints, he thinks, he starts to sigh.
I got mad love for my brother Dini. When I look at him, yo, I see me. He holds the mirror right to my face. He says, look at yourself, and then start to change. I rearrange, and then I count my change, and then I add it up to a dollar. I try to get the game for the weed, so I holler. I remember them days of them fillies, nope, cause I didn't really smoke back in those days. But as I got older and I met Dini, we started to really blaze. We fight, we love. Not who we are. But see, you know who you are. You're the king, you're a motherfucking star.
Maybe if we just stop and chat, we'll find out who we are.
I know I fucked up, yo, I am only human. But I'll do better, I promise, cause I'm human.
We find love so much, sometimes I get confused on who we are.
And I'ma ride out till the last breath. You're my brother, ride out to my last breath. And I'ma ride out with you till my last breath. I'm Q-Tip on the right and you are Wyclef standing to the left. I don't know why I gave you Wyclef, I wanted to give you Fife, but I fucked up. He's probably shaking his head right now thinking you son of a bitch. Love, war. You know what I'm saying? Fine, just a little bit love, just a little bit right, just a little bit love, just a little bit more. And so I'm sorry, my brother, we fight, just a little bit love, just a little bit. I know I could do much better, I'll do more. I'll do more. You know what I'm saying? And by the time this reaches your ears, I pray to God that we'll be doing this. You see, world, I'm an asshole. But I love my best friend to death. Sent you an email. I'm saying sent you a podcast episode. You guys don't understand how good Harry is to me. Like, protective, fathering, brotherly, right-hand man, non-judgmental, always there when I need him at the drop of a dime. So it's, you know, when you fail someone, when they just ask one little thing, or when you make prior commitments or plans, those things, we both take it personal. And it's just like, he didn't, I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. I'm not worthy of you, sir. I hope you do listen to this. And if you're someone who can relate to this, whether you're Harry or whether you're me. I'm not doing this just to do an episode. I'm doing this out of the kindness of my heart. Harry, you know my heart, brother. So, but I did think this was a genius idea for an apology. And I can't lie, that's a fucking genius idea. I love you, bro. The world needs more Harrys and more Vickys. The world needs more Teen Hills. And I love you, Teen Hill. And so we're going to conclude this episode and celebrate. Hey, what happened? And celebrate Teen Hill and my brother Harry and his contribution to Los's Lounge, the Elder Statesman. This show ain't shit without you, bro. I ain't shit without you. I ain't shit without you, brother. You've seen him come and go. I ain't shit without you. I love you. And I will hit you up privately once I'm done putting this together. And to anyone listening, I don't know, we've all been there sometimes, right? Shout out to Q-Tip for the music. Shout out to all the artists that I played. I do not own the rights to the music. I do not reserve the rights to the music. I'm simply respectfully honoring the music. The record labels and the artist, they own the rights. 3, 2, 3 to the 2, to the 1.